Oh, hallelujah, Father, we honor you. We worship you and we praise you today. You're the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Father, we come into your presence and we bow down. We join our brothers and sisters here on earth and we join our family in heaven. We join the 24 elders and we bow down and we cast our crowns, all the accolades we've received. We cast them before you and we say, Lord, to you be the praise and to you be the glory. We honor you today. Continue with us in this service. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. Thank you, praise team, for leading us and ushering us into the presence of our Father this morning. It was important that we worship and praise him. And I know that our worship has risen before him as a sweet-smelling savour. Amen. That said, we want to get into the word today. But before we do that, we're going to take our 2026 confession. If you haven't, I want to encourage you to stand up so you're kind of ready to dive into the word this morning. But we will always start with our confession. So on the count of three, we're going to go together. One, two, three. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. The shift is here and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, takeover, makeover, do over, walk over, and fly over year. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel, who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are his everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will say, destroy. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up his mercy and grace. Praise God. I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. 2026 is my year of nonstop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover. God will have the last laugh and the final say. I am laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is still news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Ha, ha, ha. and there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. And he sets them among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. God said, he's given me treasures, hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From bitter waters in Mara to pleasant streams in Elim. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, and from rejected to Beulah. It's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to owner, from supplanter to contender. In this season, it's shifting, and there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible and I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry and I offer hope to the hopeless. I'm anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will, my Father. I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped, the curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you, dry bones. Come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you. Cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. I speak life to you. Dreams, womb, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnerships. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Go ahead, take a minute to speak life over every part of your life that needs the Zoe life of God. Father, I speak life, life to my career, life to my business, life to my ministry, life to my children, life to my marriage, life to my loved ones, the Zoe life of God that touches all things and it would never remain the same. Life, life in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I'm taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, Passover, takeover, makeover, do-over, walk over and fly over here in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen. Go ahead, lift those hands, worship God Almighty. What a powerful, powerful word that we have been confessing since the beginning of this year. God is so good and faithful, and we're going to get into his word. Can you bow your heads for a minute? Close your eyes and let us speak to the Lord as we approach his word reverently. Amen. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful. Your word is full of life and power. Cause my heart to overflow with a word from above. Cause my tongue to be like the pen of a ready writer, inscribing upon the fertile ground, which is the heart of your people. Let us never remain the same. We thank you, precious Holy Spirit. Take the words from Jesus and speak to his church today. Jesus, head and master of your church, of your body. You know what we need in this local church today. Speak through my vocal cords and let our lives never be the same again. In Jesus' name, Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, our big brother and our high priest, Jesus. We welcome the three-in-one God into our midst today. Do show up, show out. Let our lives never be the same again. Let us have an encounter with you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. Today, we're going to be talking about what I have titled, The Shift is Here. Change your playing field. Did you catch that? The shift is here. Change your playing field. In our confession, which we just read, it says 2026 is my year of supernatural shift and power is changing hands. Well, our title today is The Shift is Here. Change your playing field. In the very first paragraph of our confession, I'm going to read it. It says, the shift is here and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. Supernatural. Let's start to take some of these words and kind of break them down. Supernatural. I went to the old Webster's and the dictionary says when you say something is supernatural, it means being beyond or exceeding the powers or laws of nature. So it's a super upon the natural. It's miraculous. It's beyond the laws of nature. A supernatural event is one which is not produced according to the ordinary or established laws of natural things. For example, if you throw iron on water, it has to sink because the weight is, it's heavier than water it's supposed to sink. So if iron floats, that's against the law of nature. So we see that in 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 6, when these prophets were walking with their man of God, Elisha, and they had borrowed an axe head, which was made of iron, an axe really. And they were cutting and felling down trees. And then as they were doing it, the head of the axe fell into the water. And one of them shouted, Master, Master, we borrowed that. What am I going to do? And in verse 6, the man of God asked, where did it fall? When he showed him the place, Elisha caught a stick and threw it into the water at that spot. Then the axe head floated to the surface. That's the New Living Translation. The axe head floated. That is supernatural. That is unusual. That is against and contrary to natural law. There is another word we're going to look at, which our senior pastor has been teaching us over the months. In Luke chapter 5 from verse 19, we hear about this gentleman that had four friends who he was brought to where Jesus was teaching, and he was lame, he was paralyzed, and he wanted so badly to see Jesus. And when he got there, they found out that the place was full. There was no way to go through the door. But they were so desperate that they opened the rooftop and lowered him into the midst where Jesus was teaching. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 5 that Jesus saw their faith. He was amazed by it. And he told them to take up his couch and to go to his home. And in Luke 5:25, the Bible says immediately, he rose up before them and he took the bed he was lying on and he went to his house glorifying God. This is somebody who had been paralyzed almost all his life, who could not walk and suddenly was walking because words were spoken to him. And in verse 26, all the people there were all amazed and they glorified God and they were filled with fear saying, we have seen strange things today. Strange things today. Again, like our senior pastor has been teaching us, that term, strange things, those two words, That is from the Greek word paradoxos. I've taught on this. It's one of my favorite Greek words in the Bible. Paradoxos, that it's a paradox. This should not be happening. We're talking about the supernatural. Paradoxos from the Greek, if you translate it directly into English, means it's contrary to expectation. It's extraordinary. It's a paradox. It's unexpected. It's uncommon. It's incredible. It's wonderful. You can't explain it. If you go back to our confession, the very first paragraph, it says, the shift is here and I'm taking over. Supernatural, that is contrary to natural laws. I'm helped. I'm going to be enjoying incredible favor. There's going to be a transfer of power. That's what that lame man, paralyzed man experienced. And people started to say, we have seen strange things today. What is the title of our message today? The shift is here. Change your playing fields. And we're going to get into it this morning. But I want you to remember, if you go all the way down in our confession, you go to paragraph number 4. It says, and I'm going to read the middle portion. It says, this is my year of the incredible. Then it goes to strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. That is the supernatural, the paradoxes, things that cannot be explained, things that go beyond the natural laws. Miracles will happen. What really is a miracle? Let's get into that definition. A miracle really is a wonder or wonderful thing, something, again, an event or effect contrary to the established course of things. It is a deviation from the known laws of nature. It's a supernatural event, a miracle. And we're saying that this season, strange, astonishing, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me. I want us to read that together. Go to the middle portion of paragraph number 4. Bring out your confession. Let's read it together. Go, let's read the first line. This is my year of the incredible. Okay, then go a few sentences down. Strange things. I want to hear you say it now. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me. I hope you're saying that. They're lined up for me. Okay, let me say it to you. They're lined up for you in this season. If we read further, it says, the story and glory of my life will be improbable. People are going to look at you or look at me and say, that should not be happening to her. But it is. It's going to be amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. Just like that paralyzed man experienced. These miracles are like what happened. Let's talk about what a miracle is. When Jesus was teaching and people were hungry and he fed the 5,000, it was a miracle because a boy had 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread, and Jesus fed 5,000 people, men and then women and children. Now, you know, women and children are always more than the men in a meeting. And there he was. Just from 2 fish and 5 loaves, it just multiplied. That's incredible. That's incredible. It's remarkable. It is, let's look at it again, uncommon, improbable, but it happened. So when something is supposed to not happen, but it happens, if God ever speaks a word like this word that was given to us this year, believe it. Because to you, it's supernatural. To God, it's natural. What is a sign? A sign are miracles which lead to something out of and beyond themselves. It's almost like the finger marks of God. Like God is showing up with you. And Jesus said, you ought to be a sign and a wonder. A wonder is something that amazes. Your life this year could very easily be a sign just showing the hands of God, the fingers of God, the finger marks of God, improbable, unimaginable, not really supposed to be happening, but happens anyways. And how does that happen? Remember what our title is, The Shift is Here, Change Your Playing Field. The things we call improbable, the things we call impossible, the things we call incredible, the things we call unbelievable, the things we call supernatural to God, is this normal way of doing things? See, the ways of God are the ways of God, but they're so much higher than our ways that if we should ever get into that realm, and if we walk with him in that realm while we're still on earth, people are just going to be saying, ha, uh-uh. What? That's incredible. Wow, that's unbelievable. Oh my goodness, that's improbable. Wow, that's supernatural. Wow, that's impossible. But they can see it. It's happening. And how is that happening? Because we kind of shifted levels. Isaiah 55, our senior pastor talked on this over and over towards the end of 2025. Isaiah 55 from verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. I'm reading from the King James. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Watch now. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. That is, what is supernatural to you is God's normal day. That's just his way. That's just the way he does things. But to you, it's like, oh my goodness, how is that even possible? That's the way God does stuff. So if we were to take a step and kind of hook up with God and move to where he is, guess what's going to be happening in our lives? We're going to be having things that are astonishing to the world. It's astonishing. To God, it's just his normal day. To the world, it is remarkable, extraordinary. To God, it's just doing business as usual. But you're going to have to shift levels. I am determined to change my level this year. Something struck me. Maybe I should read Isaiah 55 verse 8 in the Message translation. God says in verse 8, the way you walk isn't the way I walk. I don't do things the way you guys do it down here on earth. But if you come up to where I am, I can show you incredible things. Things that will cause your mind to completely just disintegrate. It's like, oh my goodness, what was that? This happened to me when I was reading the story of the Exodus of the children of Israel. We don't have time to kind of delve into it, but you go to Exodus 12 from verse 33 and keep reading. And then the Bible says in verse 37, Exodus 12, 37, this is an account of how the children of Israel moved out of Egypt and started walking. And they started walking out of Egypt after they had taken all the jewelry from the Egyptians and so on. But this is the part that kind of blew my mind. It says in verse 37, the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth. Now, about 600,000, not 6,000, 600,000 men on foot besides children. I'm going to leave it at that. Well, maybe read verse 38. A mixed multitude went up with them also, and flocks and herds. a great deal of livestock. When I saw how they calculated how many people probably walked out of Egypt in one day, and the Bible says they walked out in their ranks, in their armies, there are about 6 million of them. I want you to consider this, 6 million. If you think about it, one man called Moses is told by God to lead them out. To him, he already questioned God. He's like, God, who's going to listen to me? And how can I lead these many people? And anyways, Pharaoh was not going to let them go. God did a series of incredible, supernatural miracles. And Pharaoh had to let them go. But the part that blew my mind was how, imagine 6 million people walking out of a country. If you've ever watched the Ten Commandments, maybe you can get a little visual. They're walking out, 6 million people, children, women, men. They're walking out. How are you going to feed them? How are they going to get something to drink? How do they get direction and not lose their way? 6 million people. And you say you are taking them from Egypt to a promised land where they're going to get, watch this now, they're going to get, all of them are going to have houses that they didn't build. All of them are going to drink from vineyards that they didn't plant. They're just going somewhere to happen. 6 million people. Who thinks like that? And who does that in one day? How is that even possible? I mean, I started to think about this and it's like, wait a minute. And then you know how stiff-necked these folks were? Today I want water. Tomorrow I want bread. Tomorrow I want meat to eat. How do you feed and clothe 6 million people over 40 years? Every day giving them food, every day giving them meat, every day making sure they did not fall ill, every day making sure that their clothes did not wear out. There was no giant eagle, not strong in the desert. Who carries people out like that? To the human imagination, that is impossible. To God, it's like normal business. And that's why Moses, it was very hard for him to be able to say yes to God, because like, how is that possible? But they did get to the promised land, because we're talking about a God who has unlimited resources, unlimited power. His word is spoken and it must happen. We're talking about a God who, when he speaks, that's the end of the story. That's it. It's all supernatural. It's all divinely inspired. It's all guided and executed by God. Has nothing to do with human power. And what happened was Pharaoh felt that it could never be done. He could catch up with them and slaughter them. And God said, come on, you want to come? Come, I'm going to show you a few things. The Bible says they went through the Red Sea. They got out on the other side. And Pharaoh and his army thought, oh, Red Sea's open. We're on horses and chariots. We're going to catch you. And then they got in there and the water closes over them. In fact, the Bible says that the angels went and took off the wheels of their chariots. And God now is showing up and showing out and kind of playing with them. They all died in there while 6 million people kept walking. And then there's this huge cloud during the day that goes before them, and then pillar of fire at night. It's incredible. It's unimaginable. It's astonishing sight. But it happened for 40 years. Food, water, shelter, movement of 6 million. And you know, people will continue to have children. So by the time they got to the promised land, God knows how many they were. Because, you see, with God, this to you, this thing seem not possible, but not with God. In fact, the Bible says in Jeremiah 32, 27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? So I want you to start to see the difference in the playing field. When Pharaoh and his army started to think through these things, they were using all the military might of Egypt, which was maybe the strongest nation in that time, and thinking of all the military strategy, how they can surround these people, slaughter them, kill them. God, in the middle of the game, just changed the rules of the game. Change playing fields. One minute they saw children and men moving, the next you have this humongous pillar of cloud and you can't go through that cloud. You have angels playing around, pulling off wheels. God changed the playing field. What is our title? The shift is here. Change your playing field. The Bible says in Luke 1:37, the Amplified, for with God, nothing is ever impossible. And no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. We're talking about unimaginable power. We're talking about a realm where words move mountains. We're talking about a place where once the word is out, that's the end of the story. We're talking about a different, completely different plane. God doesn't ask anybody's permission to do what he wants to do. Wouldn't it be awesome if we moved to that plane? If you do, and God will never say no. In fact, it says it in Isaiah 55. It said, let the wicked change their thoughts. You see, before God acts, he thinks. All the ways of God and demonstration of the things he does, which to him is just normal, which to us is like, this is impossible. But to him is just normal, modus operandi, MO. He thinks about it. God's thoughts are contained in his mind, and then he does it. Well, he says, I don't think the way you think. And because I don't think the way you think, I don't do stuff the way you do it. And then it says in Isaiah 55 verse 11, Message translation, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty handed. They will do the work I send them to do. They will complete the assignment I give them. God thinks about it. He speaks the word. That word cannot come back unless it's done. Can you imagine yourself living on that plane? Imagine the immense power you come in contact with. Imagine if you could think like God thinks. If you can change the rules of the game in the middle of the game and change it on the devil. Here he has his marshaled, his enemies, and like our senior pastor will say, all these demons manifest through personalities, different people coming against you. It's not them, it's a demonic force behind them. Well, when all those come against you, right in the middle of it, the Lord changes the game and you step up. Well, when God's thoughts precede his actions, then we ourselves may want to get in that company of the thoughts of God. We want to get new thoughts so we can think like him, so we can act like him, so the power can go through us. It's that power accompanies the word, and that word comes from his thoughts. I trust God that you're getting this. Because this year, for us to experience the astonishing, the incredible, the remarkable, the strange things, the extraordinary things, we need to move to the realm where that is just normal modus operandi. And that realm is the realm where God sits. And he is inviting us to come up. He's telling us, come, let me show you how this is done. If you walk closely with me, you will just experience the same things I experience. And I have been interacting with God and say, God, this is that year. The shift is here. I'm going to change my playing field. I will no longer be on the field where the enemy operates. Because you can't outsmart the devil with human wisdom. He gets you all the time. Because he's been here much longer than I have been here. I was telling a sister recently, the devil is very sneaky, but not just sneaky. He's very patient. He surrounds, because he doesn't, he's not dead. He's been here before Adam and Eve. He's here after they died. He's been here before your grandparents came. He'll be here. If Jesus doesn't come, he'll be here after you leave. What he does is that he's very patient, and he and his minions, they study. They go ahead and study your life. So this generational events that keep happening from one mother to the other mother, or from a daughter to daughter, or from a family line where there's premature death or cancer from generation. What he has done is he studied the weak spots in that family line. And he knows exactly when to attack. He knows how to attack. And he's got so much more wisdom than you. There you are visiting the physicians. There you are doing your annual physical. There, these are all good, by the way. I'm not saying don't do it, but it's still this playing field. He knows where you are anxious. He knows where you're afraid. He knows what causes you to have panic attacks. And whenever there's fear, boom, there's an opening. He comes in. So for me, to not be subject to all the shenanigans and all the goings on of the enemy, I need to shift the playing field. I need to get out of where he can get me. For me not to be subject to all the machinations of people at workplaces and business, for me not to be subject to that, I need to shift my level. I need to move from where they are all playing. I need to leave where the chickens are crawling and fly with the eagles. I need to change my playing field to where God is, where there's absolutely nothing that can stop him. Nothing. And what the Lord is saying, yes, I can show you the way I think. Because if you think my thoughts, you will do things my way and you'll have my results. Then suddenly your life becomes remarkable. Your life becomes astonishing. Your life becomes improbable. But you got to change your playing fields. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2. I love this, especially in the Message translation. He says, come think my thoughts. He told us, he said, let the wicked forsake their way in Isaiah 55 verse 7. Let's read that for us. Isaiah 55 verse 7. It says, let the unrighteous man, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Return to God, kind of exchange your thoughts. Because if you think on God's level, then you can't be stopped. Absolutely not. The devil can't stop him. You just become a difficult case, an impossible case for the enemy. He can't touch you. He can't touch your children. You are just impervious to all the attacks of the evil one because you're always several steps ahead. The Lord said, the way I think is far. It's like how far the heaven is to the earth. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And my ways are so far ahead, the devil doesn't understand them. Suddenly, humans have no clue. So imagine if I can change my playing field and get myself there. How do we do that? 1 Corinthians 2, from verse 7, in the Message translation. Watch this now. Because what you're trying to get is God's thoughts, his wisdom, and the way he does things. God's wisdom is something mysterious that goes deep into the interior of his purposes. Watch it. You don't find it lying around on the surface. It's not the latest message, but more like the oldest. what God determined as the way to bring out his best in us long before we arrived on the scene. The experts of our day haven't a clue about what this eternal plan is. If they had, they wouldn't have killed the master of the God-designed life on a cross. Verse 9, that's why we have the scripture text. No one ever seen or heard anything like this. Never so much as imagined anything quite like it, what God has arranged for those who love him. Verse 10, but you've seen and heard it because God by his Spirit has brought it all out into the open before you. What the Spirit of God does, the Spirit, not content to fleet around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. The Holy Spirit elevates you into the presence of God, where the power is incredible. The angels move at the speed of light, moving, turning, engaging, supernatural connections, divine connections, networking in the Spirit. And if you are at that level, you change the playing field and you change the rules of the game right in the middle of the game, and you totally outsmart the enemy. But it's the wisdom of God, and it's not on the surface. Verse 11 in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11, message. Whoever knows what you are thinking and planning except yourself, the same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he wants to let us in on it. If you can get into God's thoughts, you get into that next plane, that divine plane. It's so far, so much higher than human or even demonic. When they say spirit, you know everything, they say, oh, spiritual. No, it's even beyond spirits, beyond angelic spirits, principalities. It is a realm that is just God by himself. But he says in verse 11, he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he's given us. Verse 13, we don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. So this is, you see, the ones we get in school, in the colleges, in the universities, all these things are still on this playing field. He says, we didn't get it by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God. We changed the level. We changed the playing field. We learned it from God, who taught us, watch, person to person through Jesus. And we're passing it on to you the same firsthand. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God, of God's Spirit. There's no capacity. So your human mind by itself, no, you don't have capacity. They seem like when they, you know, anything improbable, astonishing seems silly. But spirit can be known only by spirit. God's spirit and our spirits in open communion. We're spiritually alive. We have access, verse 15, we have access to everything God's spirit is doing and can be judged by unspiritual critics. Isaiah's question, is there anyone around who knows God's spirit? Anyone who knows what God is doing? Remember, your ways are not my ways. Who knows God's ways? The question has been answered. Christ knows, and we have Christ's spirit. In the King James, it says we have the mind of Christ. Brothers and sisters, the shift is here. Change the playing field. How do we change the playing field? I'm just going to throw this out to us. There's something I call grace points, and the Holy Spirit revealed this to me, and I want to share it with you. Grace points are points where you go and receive the power. They're the thoughts of God, the ways of God, the words of God, and the accompanying power. The irresistible, unstoppable, dunamis power of God that breaks yokes, that brings about miracles, that change situations, that does things that are improbable, astonishing. We got to access that, and we access that by receiving his power through grace points. In Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, But you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written. There is grace point. In the morning, you go drink and renew your mind with the word so you can have the thoughts of God, so you can have the ways of God, so the power of God is manifest. When you go back at night, you interact with the word. Seal yourself with the power of the word. Grace points. There are many grace points. We don't have time to get into it today. But that's the fastest way. Last thing I want to talk about is what I call the cape. I call it the cape. This cape, like a Superman cape where he flies, or Superwoman. There is something that is astonishing. And that's the grace of God. That's the power of God that comes upon you when you are on a different field. The Bible talks about it. I can't get too much into it, but 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. I just wanted to introduce that to you. Apostle Paul was talking about how he feels weak a lot of times. You know, in your human self, you feel weak. You don't feel knowledgeable. You don't feel well-read. You didn't go to the right colleges. You don't have the right parents. You came from the wrong side of the tracks. Your beginning wasn't so good. And it's like you're just not good enough. But this is your year. The shift is here. And you got to stop thinking like that and move on. And in 2 Corinthians 12:9, in the Amplified, Apostle Paul says, regardless of all these weaknesses, I will all the more gladly glory in my weaknesses and infirmities, that the strength and power of Christ the Messiah may rest. Yes, may pitch a tent over and dwell upon me. So here you are. Here you are, an ordinary human going around with an invisible tent of power. That's the grace. And we say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The grace, the tent, the grace, the tent, the power. The shift is here. Power is changing hands. Change your playing field. Move from the natural. And get in the morning into his presence. And let that tent come upon you so you can fly like the eagle. So you can rise with that cape of power. Superwoman, Superman, under the awesome power, the incredible, the unstoppable power of the Most High God. So that the supernatural becomes your modus operandi. Your MO, because now you've changed your playing field, you've changed your level, and you're where your Father is. I and the children that the Lord has given me, we are for signs and wonders. That's what the Lord Jesus said. We read that in Isaiah. We are for signs and wonders. It's time. The shift is here. Power has changed hands. Now let's move. Let's move. Come on. Let's go. Let's move. Let's rise. Let's go. Change your playing field. I want the grace and the power of God to form a tent over me so that everywhere I'm going, as I'm moving, there's the power. Moving, shifting, divine connections. Moving obstacles, removing mountains, doing the incredible. I am known as a child of God in the workplace, in the business world, in ministry. The power, the dunamis of God. On a different playing field, on a different level. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ rest upon you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of the incredible. My incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things, and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and the glory of my life today will be improbable, amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. That is your portion in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today. We've come before you to ask that you elevate us. We yield to the elevator of the Holy Spirit. Come, Lord, and carry us. Father, in Jesus' name, we sign off our lives to you. We hand it over. You said, come up a little bit higher. We come up to where you are. We change our thoughts and we change our level. And we come to where the supernatural becomes our modus operandi. We come where the power, the dunamis of God operates. We come where the miraculous power is norm to us this year. We yield to you, precious Holy Spirit. Take us there. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.